adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Thorson's guards finally locate Lil, Kitty, and Cole. They are still somewhat afraid of Lil, for she was, and for all they know, may still be the secretary of Bull Thorson. But they insist on all three going along to explain to both Big Tom and Bull why they seem to be hiding in the jungle. In the meantime, Kennedy's schooner bearing Jungle Jim has taken a course straight out to sea to avoid detection. And when out of sight of the island, they double back and make for the cove where Jim expects to find and rescue the two girls and Kolo, who is badly wounded. They have arrived at the cove. A party of volunteers from Kennedy's crew, led by the captain and Jungle Jim, land on the beach. And instead of being met, as arranged, by Kitty or Lil, a surprise is waiting for them in the shape of a volley of gunfire from the guards. Two of Jim's group are killed, and a third has just been wounded.
My hip.
Where'd they get you, Bill?
It must be in this left shoulder. I can't move my arm. But I can still fire a rifle with one arm.
Take it easy, pal. Take it easy. Here, let me have a look at it. Come on, roll over on that rock.
Oh, don't fret about it, Jim. It's probably won't amount to much. Just a...
Here, let me see it. It's just a nick. Clean flesh, you know, Bill.
Yeah, feelings. Coming back in my arm now.
Oh, good. You stay here in the shelter of this rock. I'm going up to see Kennedy for a minute.
Yeah.
No use in rushing those guards from the beach here. They'd take us off like chickens on a fence.
Well, we can hold until Kennedy can get behind them.
That's just what I wanted them to do. Boy, they're not bad shots. Almost feel the breeze from that one. You keep them busy, Bill. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's my plan. You split your men in two parts. Send one half behind the guards.
Huh?
Your first group can rush from here, the other from the rear. Then Bill and myself can charge from the beach.
Well, it seems to make good sense. You signal a charge.
Two fast shots and we all go.
Right, right. So they got Adams and Tupper.
Sorry to say, Captain, there's no doubt of it.
Well, Jim, we've got to make them pay for this.
Two shots, Captain.
Right.
Bill. Where are you, Bill?
Right here. Behind the same rock, Jim.
How goes it?
Nothing much happened. I didn't even get a look at one of those devils since you left.
They're still there and shooting.
Yeah.
Kennedy's splitting up into two parties. And we're going to rush him.
Got a few shells, Jim. I'm running low.
Here. I grabbed another belt from Kennedy's supply. Tell me, how's the arm?
It's fit as ever. Just getting a little stiff, that's all.
Well, the captain's had time enough now. I'm going to give the signal. There they go. Now we'll give them just a few seconds. Come on, Bill. Here's the beginning of the end for Thorson. Come on, Bill.
Jim, here we are. That's it. Over here. Jim.
Kitty. Lil, are you both all right?
Jim, we thought you'd never get back.
Oh, she don't know you, Jim. But you big sap, why'd you take such a chance?
He's not a sap. He's wonderful.
Now, look, girls, we're all together again. You're safe, and, well, I'm all right, too. Now, we've got to get out of here.
Kohler's in a bad way, Jim.
What happened to him?
The same old wound. Must be infected. He's got a terrible fever.
Kolo! Why, he can't even talk.
No.
Just try to open his eyes.
He's been like that for a day.
Oh, gosh.
Jim!
Huh?
Jim! They got away clean. I wonder how many of them were here.
Hello, Captain Kennedy.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Sasha? Oh,
I wouldn't feel too bad about those guards getting away, Captain. They know the jungle's on this island the way you know your own ship.
We ain't found hiding a hair of them, sir. They just seem to disappear.
Well, we gotta be off. You call the men, Bill.
Yes.
Let's return to the ship.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hey, you two fellas, come here.
Aye, sir.
Help us carry Kolo to the ship.
Take it easy now, boys.
Now,
take it easy.
Ahead, boys.
All right.
Easy with them.
Well, Jim, looks like I've lost two men, and Lord knows how many of them are wounded.
There's Bill for one.
Well, I saw three others hit. None of them bad, though. Oh, maybe we're lucky at that. Oh, there's Adams and Tupper. Get them, men. Take the wounded men aboard.
We could take time for a decent burial, Captain. Those men certainly deserve it.
Well, they were seafaring men in life, Jim. Not one of them but would welcome the sea as a resting place when the time comes.
Jim and his party, with Kennedy's wounded and dead, return to the schooner, while the native guards who escaped bring their story back to Big Tom.
So the whole crew from Kennedy's ship attacked you, huh?
Yes, Boss Tom. There was too many, so we go away.
What about both Secretary and the other woman?
We fight them, but we can't do nothing.
You should have knocked them off before you left. But I don't expect you guys to have any brains.
Yes, Boss Tom.
Come on with me. I got to see Bull right now.
Yes, Boss Tom.
What about that one with the towel on his head, the Hindu?
Oh, he hurt bad.
Yeah, that's good. That'll slow him down. Maybe we'll get them all yet. Well, that's funny. I'd like Bull to stay cooped up so long. Give me that rifle.
He's supposed to.
I'm going to find out why he ain't come out for 2 days right now. Hey, Bull! Bull, are you here? It's me, Tom. What's that?
Noise come from beyond that door.
Holy hat, it's Bull and he's tied up. Yeah, boy. Who did this to you? I'll get you loose in a second, boy. Here.
Where have you been? You realize I've been here for 2 days?
Sasha gave orders for us to leave you alone.
Where is she? I'll tear her heart out with my bare hands when I find her.
Well, there's the last of the ropes off, Bull. Oh, you better not try to stand up yet till the circulation's restored. Hey, you, get some water and some brandy, too.
Yes, Boss Tom.
I haven't got time to waste. Where's that Bradley?
Oh, it's a long story, Bull.
Well, tell it. Help me up first.
All right, Bull. Here, put your arm around my shoulder.
All right, now start at the beginning and don't miss any detail.
Well, 2 days ago, Sasha called me on the phone with a message. Guards have just returned. Bradley, Sasha, the captain, and the crew have loaded into Kennedy's schooner. Complete escape.
So, they think they can get away with this, do they? Give me that phone. We're not through yet, Tom. Get me the underground harbor. Hello? Captain Schwartz?
Yeah, Herr Torsen. We have been waiting to hear from you.
You ready to sail?
At once, if necessary.
Well, listen carefully. You've never gotten a more important order in your life. You know Kennedy's schooner?
Certainly. We searched it on our way in, just to make sure it wasn't armed.
Well, is it?
No, nothing but small arms.
Well, it left the cove on the east side of the island an hour or so ago. I want you to find that vessel at once and sink it, do you hear?
Yeah, Herr Torsen.
One more thing. Don't trust to a torpedo only. I want it shelled, set on fire, destroyed. I don't want a trace of it ever found.
Well, that should be simple. It is only a wooden ship, and I am sure I'll be able to report success in a very short time.
Well, I won't feel easy until you do. That ship is filled with the slipperiest, luckiest set of spies I've ever come across. Finish the job upright. Report back to me at once.
Yeah. Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Torsen.
Goodbye. Now, come on, Tom. There's plenty of things to be done.
Bill, he's in bad shape. In fact, he's in worse condition than I've ever seen anyone who's expected to live.
Poor Cole. You really think he's on the way out, Jim? I'll never forget myself.
What did you have to do with
him? Oh, he grappled with one of those guards and he did a swell job on him. Say, it was that big mouth Dame Kitty who made the noise that brought him on.
Look, Lil, we've got other things to do than quarrel now.
Okay. You know how I feel, Sylvester.
Come in.
Captain's compliments, sir. He'd like to see you on deck.
Tell him I'll be right up. Lil.
Yeah?
You keep an eye on Kolo. And don't neglect these other boys.
No.
They were wounded in our fight, too. I'll be right back. You wanted to see me, Captain?
Jim, I think I see bad news.
What?
Take these glasses and look about 4 points to the starboard of our wake. About 1,000 yards back.
All right. I don't see a thing, Captain.
Yeah, you see that small white streak in the water coming our way, parallel to our course?
No. Yes. Yes, I see it now.
Uh-huh.
What, Captain?
Yes, Jim, it's a submarine. Been following us for half an hour now. I don't like it one bit.
Well, how about radio? We could send a warning.
No, I don't dare. If it's friendly, we don't need to. But if it's an enemy, well, it just might rile them into doing something drastic.
Yes, you're right, Captain. We're just trying to outguess him until we get some idea what he means to do.
Yeah, we ain't going to be long finding out about it. That periscope is rising in the water.
Yep. There's a conning tower in the clear.
Right.
Say, Captain Kennedy.
What's that?
That's the same sub that boarded us yesterday.
Well, let him come. We ain't got nothing to hide.
Only 4 prisoners from Thorson's Island.
What are they doing? Look, Jim. Oh, that's the deck gun they're breaking out. What? They're loading it. Why, the dirty murdering rats. They're going to shell us. They're going to sink an unarmed boat on the high seas.
Oh, we've either got to be sunk or abandoned ship. They'd certainly let us get away in lifeboats.
No, not that bunch. Anyone who'd do that would burn the old lady's home. I'm going to make a run for it. Engine room, give me every last rev those engines will take. Oh, by George, they're getting closer every shot. My only salvation, Jim, is to zigzag. Maybe I can draw them into a shoal. There are plenty of bars and reefs around these waters.
Jim, what happened?
The concussion from that last shell knocked you down, that's all.
Oh, my leg, I can't get up.
It's all right, I've got the wheel.
Oh, come down here. Don't stand up there exposed like that. They'll get you too, Jim.
Submarine proves to be an enemy bent on destruction. Are they all doomed? Will Thorson finally triumph? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.